little sand this week, Sean, that everybody saw Thomas, what y'all been seeing all the time in practice. What was the difference in him Sunday than, say, where he'd been in the other games?
Yeah, I just think he was probably a little bit more consistent throughout the game. You know, we kind of stayed, you know, even keel, and I just thought continuously made good decisions. And like you said, there's not one thing or another that I noticed right off the bat that was different. You know, Tom approached the game the same way, same type of work week. I do think, though, that throughout the game there was just, you know, there was no periods of ups and downs. It was just a consistent, you know, performance throughout, and I thought that really helped us in the end.
More impressive considering who all you guys had to play with because of injuries.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Tom's been, from the start, it's never been about who's out there with him. Is it the first team, even, you know, when he was second team or scout team, when he was doing that, when Deshaun was playing. He really kind of focuses on doing his job and really does have a pretty good way about him in terms of trusting whoever it is that's out there with him and just kind of going about his business and getting things done the way he needs to. And I think he's kind of done that from the start, so... it was impressive, but not surprising to me.
Sean, Tom, you don't know what the future holds for Tom, but the next couple of games and what he's done this season are kind of an audition because he's at the end of his contract. Do you think he's done enough this year to show that he can be a quarterback next year in this league?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's pretty, you know, I think to me it's evident Tom can play in this league and perform in this league. He's done that. You know, the games are important because they're a way for us to keep improving, keep going out and trying to get wins, and I know that's what he cares about. So I think within that, you know, he'll have a chance to continue to prove himself, which he's done, you know, already in my opinion. But I just think, you know, in his mind, it's all about going out, trying to get a win against San Francisco, improving and playing better. And that's really where our focus in the quarterback room is right now. Yeah, I think just kind of handling, like I talked about it, you know, just handling every situation that came his way, whether it be in a starting role, you know, in the beginning or after, you know, starting from the Indianapolis game on, or whether it be being a good teammate and being a backup and running the scout team and helping Deshaun in every way that he could. I just think he's handled pretty much every stage and every situation that he's been put in very professionally and gone about it in a way with a positive attitude and however – role or whatever role he was in, just kept on working to get better. So that's been impressive to me.
He seems to like throwing to Anderson. Talk about their relationship on the field. Anderson seems like he keeps getting better.
Yeah, I think especially on Sunday, it stood out that Steven, you know, won a lot of routes. And it was kind of something that we went back on last year and looked at, that Steven had won some routes, you know, when he got his opportunities when he was out there. We felt like he understood leverage and you know, was able to kind of get off the line of scrimmage and attack defenders and in ways that got him open. And, you know, we talked about that in the off season. I think it showed up again in the spring. It showed up in training camp. So, you know, for us, it was something that we, you know, we knew about, we talked about. And Steven did a good job. He did a real good job running and winning routes on Sunday. And, you know, as the game went on, I think it's one of those deals where you realize the guy's winning and you go to him and good things are happening, so you keep going to him.
So much of the game's mental. Tom's had to put up with a lot of criticism, a lot of turnovers. A game like that, despite that last interception, but just throwing for 365 yards, what does that do for his confidence? Because you've seen, he acts like, to us, he's the same all the time. But when he's in the game Sunday, can that game have an effect on him?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you perform, you know, when you perform well, I think there's no question it always kind of, you know, is going to boost your confidence going on to the next, you know, to the next game. I do think, you know, Tom keeps a great kind of view on it where – It's all relative, you know what I mean? Like, he looks at it, I think, and the thing that we talk about in the room is you have to acknowledge things that you've done well. You always have to keep in mind the things that you've done poorly or things that you need to correct. But in the end of the day, I also think he does a great job of understanding it's about winning and it's about putting the ball in the end zone, and we still didn't get that done. So for as good as the performance was, as much as it can help him individually and go there, he realizes that, you know, ultimately – We didn't get done what we need to get done, so there's certainly a lot of room for improvement.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.